ending in ted are feminine, and they all end in t in English. The other way around is not true. You can't say all words that end in t end in ted in German, but this way it works. Next word, Deutsch.
German.
Deutsch.
German.
This can be an adjective for the person or the language. Deutsch.
German.
Next, wohnen.
To live or inhabit.
Wohnen. Wohnen.
To live or inhabit.
The wohnen does not mean you're alive. It means you live at a place. Here we had the combination of Wohnort, and this involves the word Ort.
Town, place, or location.
Der Ort.
Town, place, or location.
Next, Geburt.
Birth.
Geburt. Geburt.
Birth.
Die Geburt, feminine.
The birth.
Next, auch.
Also.
Auch.
Also.
Very important word. And finally, we know how to answer a yes-no question in German. The word for no is nein.
No.
Nein.
No.
And the other, ja.
Yes.
Ja.
Yes.
Let's have some basic notes about the German language.
German is Germanic language, believe it or not. So it has the same origin as, for example, English, Dutch, Danish, Swedish. And for an English speaker, I'd say it's comparatively easy to learn because you'll recognize a lot of words from English as well.
Yes, or expressions, sayings that are similar, structures that are similar. But there are also some things that are difficult, that are different in English and German. And German speakers have trouble with these.
One of the things that I know I've had a lot of trouble with is the gender of nouns. We just don't have that in English.
Yes, but you may have seen it in Spanish or French.
Except German has three of them.
Yes, German has three genders.
Masculine, feminine, and neuter.
Yes, and the definite article changes accordingly. So when you have a masculine noun, which is a male noun if you want, the article the is translated as der. For feminine nouns, it's die. And for neuter nouns, it's das. Well, some of it is obvious. For example, der Mann.
The man.
Is masculine. Die Frau.
The woman.
Is feminine. And das Kind.
The child.
Is neuter because you don't know if it's a boy or a girl. But very often these genders are assigned randomly and you will have to learn them by heart. For this reason, whenever you learn a noun, we'll tell you the gender as well. So, for example, if I'm teaching the word Name just now, I will say der Name, and that's how you know that the Name is masculine. That's the word for name.
Yeah, one thing you might also have noticed if you ever read German is that a disproportionate number of words are capitalized. But why?
That's because all German nouns have to be capitalized. This is a special rule in German, but it makes it easier to read, I find. Because you're not wondering. For example, in English, the word book can be a noun or a verb, like the book or to book a flight. And this kind of confusion cannot exist in German because nouns are always spelled with a capital letter.
At least not if you're reading.
Yeah. Well, it's also that we don't have as many words that just sound the same. And in German, what I really like is that you can combine noun after noun after noun to form really long, detailed descriptions. In this case, nouns are actually written together. So there's one long string of a word. It looks really daunting to a learner, but they're actually quite easy.
What's that really long German word?
Oh, there's a game that children play where they have to put one noun after the other, and the last one who can't add another noun to the whole thing is the loser. So there's one that goes like Donau, Dampfschifffahrt, Kapitäns, Mützen, Farbe, whatever. Like the color of the Danube River captain's hat. It does not make sense, but it's fun. So an easier example would be the word kindergarten, which you have in English too. It's a combination of kinder,
children,